It's Tuesday, July 2nd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump crossed the Korean demilitarized zone on Sunday for a brief meeting with the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, reports NBC News. He is the first sitting president to have done so. The U.S. Supreme Court again refused to allow for an Alabama restriction on grisly dismemberment abortions, reports the New York Post. The U.S. 11th Circuit Court blocked the law. Even Justice Clarence Thomas affirmed the court's decision, but admitted that this abortion tears the baby limb from limb. He wrote that, quote, "The notion that anything in the Constitution prevents states from passing laws prohibiting the dismembering of a living child is implausible," end quote. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is delaying any decision on new rules which would allow Christian health workers to exempt themselves from killing babies or dispensing abortifacients or other activities that may violate their consciences, reports the Catholic news agency. New rules would have taken effect on July 22nd. The AP reports that a final ruling on the matter would be delayed to at least November 22nd. Millions of Americans celebrated pride and perverted sexual lust on the streets of the largest cities in the country on Sunday, reports the Associated Press. 3 million people turned out to watch what was billed as a World Pride March in New York City. An estimated 150,000 people marched in the X-rated Pride Parade. Similar record-breaking marches occurred in San Francisco and Seattle, celebrating 50 years since the first public demonstrations for gross forms of sexuality broke out on the streets of New York in 1969. Brazil, Turkey, India, Mexico, Barbados, Paraguay, South Africa, the Philippines, Scotland, India, Nepal, Chile, and Macedonia, most of which boasted record-breaking crowds, celebrated sexually perverted pride. Isaiah 2:11-12 says, "The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day." Marchers in New York City actually vandalized a Chick-fil-A store, reports the Washington Examiner. However, in Georgia, a quick-thinking Chick-fil-A employee saved the life of a little boy tangled up in his seatbelt. Logan Simmons, 19 years old, scrambled through a drive-thru window, pulled out his pocket knife, and cut the boy loose from a seatbelt that had been tangled around the 6-year-old child's neck, as reported by WSB-TV. Chick-fil-A came in at number 1 on the American Customer Satisfaction Index out of 18 of America's most popular limited services restaurants. McDonald's came in dead last. The Centers for Disease Control has announced that emotional distress in America has reached, quote-unquote, crisis levels. By CDC's numbers, there were 1.4 million suicide attempts in 2017 and 47,000 deaths by suicide, reports Axios.com. Last week, the Presbyterian Church of America's General Assembly voted to endorse the Nashville Statement on Biblical Sexuality as a, quote, biblically faithful declaration, end quote, and encouraged the statement to be included and promoted, quote, among its denominational teaching materials, end quote, reports the Christian Post. 67% of the assembly voted in favor of the statement that has been endorsed by pastors John MacArthur, John Piper, Al Mohler, Kevin DeYoung, and J.I. Packer. The most controversial part of the statement was Article 7, stating, quote, "We deny that adopting a homosexual or transgender self-conception is consistent with God's holy purposes in creation and redemption," end quote. The U.S. stock market continues to soar. The Dow Industrial Average topped 26,700 in heavy trading yesterday. The S&P price-to-earnings ratio has topped 22 again, about where it was in December of 2007 at the onset of the Great Recession. The Commerce Department announced last week that new home purchases have fallen off during the same period in 2018. Yesterday, Norm Geisler, Christian apologist and author of over 130 books, went to be with the Lord, reports Christianity Today. He was 87 years old and survived by 6 children and 15 grandchildren. Psalm 112:1-2 says, "Praise ye the Lord! Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. the generation of the upright shall be blessed. As you know, I explained yesterday that we fell $548 short of our $50,000 goal by June 30th. We got so close, but we were actually even closer than that. I received an email yesterday from Jonathan in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. He wrote me to say, quote, "A week or so ago, I intended to give you a donation of $50 per month, but instead gave a $50 single donation. Please help me know how to fix this mistake," end quote. I must confess, that's the kind of mistake I like to hear about. At first blush, I thought he was trying to change an accidental monthly pledge of $50 to a one-time gift of $50. But after rereading his email, I was quite excited because that means that we did not take into account his other 11 months for which he is pledging to give $50 per month for an additional gift of $550. You know what this means, don't you? Drum roll, please. Our new grand total by Sunday, June 30th, was actually $50,002. Isn't God good? And on top of that, just yesterday, six new Worldview listeners stepped forward. We are grateful to God for Keitra in Nassau, Bahamas, and a donor in Spring Hill, Tennessee, both of whom gave $50, and David in Avon, Connecticut, who gave $100. And we appreciate the generosity of Derek and Vivian in Homestead, Florida, who gave $240, Sonny in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, who pledged $25 monthly for a year for a total gift of $300, and Patricia in Dobbins, California, who gave $500. Those six new gifts total $1,240, which makes our fully updated grand total $51,242. Praise God. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.